veterans right now who use My Health Event, which is our personal health record, can access their personal health information if they have a premium level account on My Health Event, which means they've verified their identity with us. They can see their personal electronic health records on the web. But these apps allow them to do it in a mobile-optimized way on their mobile devices if they wish, so a smartphone or a tablet. The Summary of Care app really gives access to the electronic health record data. The Mobile Blue Button gives access to the same data but allows the veteran to create a PDF on the fly that they could share, for example, with another healthcare provider that they're seeing outside of the VA.
Was there a call for this, or is this just something that's a logical follow-on, saying, okay, we've gotten good pickup on the Summary of Care and on the Blue Button, now let's make it even easier by putting it on a smartphone or a tablet so they can kind of do it, as you said, on the fly?
We had a pilot with some of the participants in our VA Family Caregiver Program over the last year where we delivered these applications, really the early versions of these applications, to a select number of caregivers in a pilot effort. These applications were a part of a suite of 8 applications we delivered, and the Summary of Care app was by far the most used application. So we know that, at least in our pilot population, veterans wanted to have access on their mobile devices or used these applications to see their electronic health record. So I think it's both. I think we've learned from our experience with My Health Event, and we know that patients value seeing their personal health data. We've also learned that they value it on mobile device through our family caregiver pilot. And so it seemed a logical next step to deliver that experience nationally to veterans.
Timing-wise, you said you're about to release it. Is that, you know, in government talk, that's anywhere from tomorrow to 6 months. So can you give us a sense of when should veterans look out for this?
It should be released over the next several months. So by mid-fall, we'll see these applications released. They'll be released on an app store that the VA will be making available on the web and just require the veteran to download it. The veteran needs to have DS logon credentials, so the username and password, and we'll be providing support on how to get those credentials to use the apps.
And does this app store already exist, or is this something that the VA is creating, not specifically for these mobile apps, but for all mobile apps?
Right. VA is creating an app store for all mobile apps. It's not yet released. It will be released at the time that the applications are released.
You also mentioned that there were a set of pilots and this was part of them. Is anything else that you know of coming from that that received good feedback that is as part of this development process saying, well, here's 2 Summary of Care, Mobile Blue Button are 2 examples. Are there any other examples that you can point to?
Sure. We have several mobile applications that will be available for veterans over the coming year plus. Another example of a feature that's very frequently used on My Health Event that's available to veterans right now is online prescription refills. We think that delivering that as well in a mobile-optimized fashion is important. So a prescription refill app will likely be soon following these first 2 apps.
All right, because I know that as you talked about the idea of mobile apps and the number of people using and accessing these devices is just growing and growing. From your perspective, because you're both a policy technology guy, but you're also a working physician, have you seen more and more veterans coming into your patients with their smartphone or their tablet saying, well, here's what it says or here's how it's working? How much of an uptake are you seeing from just your own personal patients?
I'm definitely seeing some of my patients really starting to use their mobile devices as a tool to keep track of their own personal health metrics. I take care of quite a few diabetics, and it used to be that all of my diabetics would bring in on a, you know, in a little booklet or a scrap of paper their list of their finger stick blood sugars that they've checked. And now probably 25% of the diabetics I take care of bring in their smartphone or the printout from a spreadsheet of their finger sticks that they've kept. So I think there's a trend. I've personally seen a trend in my panel to using technology to keep track of health data. And I think healthcare can make that easier for patients by delivering applications to them that let them record that data, but also enhance the relationship with their provider.
One of the things you mentioned was regarding having a team to focus on the development, the experience of mobile, even shared services, so everyone can start at the same process. That was one of the most salient things that came, not just from your panel, but I've heard around mobility in a long time. How at VHA are you guys ensuring that you do have that coordination and collaboration around not just devices, but also apps and make sure the data is all, as you said, there's some governance behind the data as well?
It's critical to have a team. And, you know, mobile moves very quickly. New devices are coming on the market, operating systems, et cetera. And so you have to have a team that is thinking about mobile, and that team really needs to be a team that includes folks from across the enterprise, folks who understand security, folks from our IT organization, subject matter experts, clinicians in the field, folks who are thinking about the patient's experience, about user interface design. And if we're creating a mobile platform, we have to make sure that that platform has some consistency, both for patients and then also for our healthcare providers. And so that's where it's very important to develop shared services, design standards, and to make sure that this is really a well-thought-out program.
Have you guys put together this kind of governance structure already? Is that something that's happening and has been happening over the last year or two? I think you mentioned really 2012, 2011, really when things really got going with mobility around VHA.
Right. So with mobility and VHA, we have a very close working relationship. It's a collaborative team between VHA and OIT as we develop mobile applications, the Office of Information Technology and VHA. And yes, there is governance that's been stood up. We call the Mobile Applications Governance Board to really provide sort of a comprehensive look at our mobile portfolio as we move forward.
Can you just offer maybe an example of someone came to a need and how the governance board maybe worked through a specific example?
We have something we call the VA Mobile Framework, which is a development environment and also a production environment for our mobile applications. And in order to start a project in the VA Mobile Framework, an innovator, a program office, somebody within VHA, or really across the enterprise, can come and submit that request to us, and then it comes before the governance board where we really see where it fits into the overall portfolio before getting started on that project. It's really making sure we have all of the pieces in place before development starts so that the products that come out are part of an integrated system that makes sense for both veterans and for our staff.
You talked about the home telehealth platform, which is a fascinating. It's getting picked up by about 144,000 users in 2013. That is a great example of, I think, mobility at work. Where do you see that, not just that platform, but mobility going, you know, in that direction over the next 6 months, a year, 5 years even?
Home telehealth is a really important program within the VA to help us take care of patients, some of our most vulnerable patients with lots of medical challenges that they're dealing with, and to help them manage their care in the home. But I think that what we see moving forward is that there's an interest in delivering care not just to folks who are dealing with multiple problems, though, who might otherwise end up in, for example, a nursing home and keeping them in the home, but using mobile applications, really telehealth applications through mobile devices to help patients manage their more garden variety, for lack of a better term, chronic diseases, hypertension, managing their weight, keeping track of their diabetes or congestive heart failure, COPD. I think there's a lot of potential for using mobility to help patients feel better connected to their healthcare team during that time that they're not with us in their healthcare facilities, between appointments, to use mobile applications, maybe text messaging interventions, other tools to help patients manage their health care on a day-to-day basis, not just when they're coming to see us in the clinic.
In many regards, this is the future of where VA is heading, not just VA, but probably the medical facilities across the country, because there's an ease of use, there's a new type of connection. You guys are already seeing a huge satisfaction difference and a huge acceptance to this idea of home telehealth. Do you know what comes next for you guys? What would you like to see come next in this area?
We call this connected health. It's creating connections with patients, extending the reach of healthcare outside of the traditional face-to-face healthcare visit. And it's a wide-open field. Connected health is an exciting area. Dr. Darkins and his team with home telehealth have really laid the groundwork for how can we engage with patients creatively outside of face-to-face encounters. But this is really just the beginning. As you suggested in the question, it's a wide-open field to extend the reach of healthcare. And I think that there's an opportunity to really improve patient satisfaction, to improve the perception of the availability of healthcare through these interventions.